This is Earth and Sky, Tuesday, September 7th. Tomorrow, for the first time ever, a helicopter pilot will attempt to catch a space capsule as it falls through our atmosphere.
NASA's Genesis spacecraft has been in space for 3 years. It was collecting charged particles streaming outward from the sun. Tomorrow, as the Genesis space capsule descends above a desert over the state of Utah, a rectangular parachute called a parafoil will open up and slow the capsule down. It should be moving 16 kilometers or 10 miles an hour.
Roy Haggard is a project engineer and a director of flight operations for the mission. He'll be in one of two helicopters attempting to catch the space capsule, much as a fisherman snags a fish.
The hook is in a spring-loaded jaw at the end of the catch pole. And as soon as it sees a force on it that's higher than about 260 pounds, it and the load line releases from the end of the pole, and then the load is transferred directly to a winch assembly that is installed in the helicopter. And it pays out line just as a fishing reel might.
If all goes well, the capsule will be rushed to a clean room to prevent contamination of the solar particles, the first space samples brought back to Earth in over 30 years.
Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.